SBS Radio.
You're listening to an ITV Radio. I'm Bertrand Tungandami. My next guest is didgeridoo and trumpet player Chris Williams. Chris has performed around the world, including at Buckingham Palace in Juba, South Sudan, in Kenya, in Austria, and in some of the most prestigious venues around the world. He's also one of the most anticipated performers in the Bleach Festival at the Gold Coast. Welcome to an ITV Radio, Chris.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here with you.
You're one of the headline acts in this festival. Tell us about your participation in this event.
It's a local event for me, being in Queensland. We're on the Sunshine Coast, and it's in the opposite coast, the Gold Coast. So the Bleach Festival is featuring heavily a lot of local artists, given the scenario of a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah.
A little bit restrictive of having some of their interstate and overseas guest artists that they would normally have. So yeah, there's it's a great opportunity to showcase some, you know, incredible local artists. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Indigenous storytelling is heavily featured this year. It's just extraordinary that this has never happened before, yet the festival has been around for so long, and this year they've decided now it has to be an indigenous-themed, almost indigenous-themed event.
Absolutely. It just comes as a surprise package, really. It's an opportunity to really showcase the particular aspect of a culture that, you know, they may not have already had that kind of a focus or opportunity to present in that way. So yeah, really exciting for some of the artists and musicians, other creative artists, to showcase their work and have a different platform, I suppose, that they may not normally have the opportunity to you know, present to the world. So I think it's fantastic, really. Blessing in disguise.
Yeah, but for someone like yourself who's played at Buckingham Palace, Westminster Abbey, and didgeridoo, and the Vienna Risotto, just around the world, this is a smaller stage, but must have a great significance for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, to have a fairly local concert, I suppose, but also the works that we're going to be presenting, we're playing with the Southern Cross Soloists, who is a world-class ensemble in their own right. So there's nothing lacking or deficient in the quality or the opportunity. I see it as a fantastic opportunity, to be honest, to you know, play some incredible music by the beach. There's a stage that's going to be set up down on Burley, right next to Burley Beach, and yeah, beautiful backdrop, and yeah, great spot to play some fantastic music with some great musicians. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you'll be performing, you'll be playing both the didgeridoo and the trumpet on the center stage?
To be able to play both instruments in the one concert, it's not something that I would normally do, but really, really wanting to just stretch myself and, yeah, just showcase some amazing pieces on trumpet as well as on didgeridoo. Some of the differences, obviously, with the size of the mouthpiece of both instruments. So, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to just having a bit of a melting pot of different styles as well. And I'm really excited for the opportunity to perform both styles of music, I suppose. Both styles of music are dear to my heart. Classical music, and any music that the trumpet is played in. So we're going to be playing a few jazz pieces. And yeah, just to be able to have both styles of music in the one concert, I'm really excited about it, and it's a great opportunity.
The festival is several days. Which days will you be performing?
Got two performances, and they're both dusk recitals. So they're happening at 6:30 down at Burley on the 20th and the 21st of November.
Yeah.
So we're doing two shows on two consecutive days. Come along.
Well, Chris, so thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.